This is Ted Kennedy. Will Bob Dole help keep the pressure on for democracy in Korea? In a moment, we'll find out on Face Off. Bob, the recent turmoil in South Korea is a test for both the Reagan administration and Congress on our commitment to democracy in other nations. For over 30 years, the people of South Korea have been struggling to achieve a prosperous, stable, and democratic country. They've already reached one goal. Korea is one of the great economic miracles of the post-war era. But the massive recent protests also demonstrated that Koreans are fed up with the lack of progress towards democracy. Instability and violence could jeopardize even the Olympic Games next year. Tear gas is not conducive to democracy or to Olympic competition. Now the military dictatorship is apparently bowing to the inevitable, and far-reaching reforms have been proposed. Let's keep the pressure on for those reforms, Bob. We didn't fight the Korean War to make Korea safe for dictatorship.
Ted, the demonstrators have gone home, but you're still throwing rocks. You missed the big scoop. The ruling Chun government has agreed to general elections. Face it, Ted, President Reagan's diplomacy has paid off again. While you tried to capitalize on turmoil in the streets, the president dispatched two special envoys to Seoul. While you made speeches, the White House pressured Chun to release political prisoners. And while you waited for another Philippines, Ronald Reagan got the job done. And Ted, you've still missed the big picture here. South Korea can never enjoy democracy, the Olympic Games, or anything else unless it's strong enough to keep communist North Korea in check. That's important to America too, Ted, no matter how much you ignore it. This is Senator Bob Dole. Get the latest from Capitol Hill, right here on Face Off. So tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.